Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some have called it the storm of the century. Hurricane Matthew's outer bands of wind and rain have already come on shore on the east coast of the U.S. state of Florida. Matthew has already left hundreds dead in the Caribbean, including at least 300 on Haiti. Noren Hatchern is with the Red Cross and spoke with VOA about the situation in Haiti.
It looks like there's a tremendous amount of need. Over 350,000 people are in need of assistance. We're looking at over 16,000 people have been displaced. There's 152 shelters open. And in some of the southern areas of the island, about 80% of the homes have been damaged. There is major flooding and damaged infrastructure, especially in the south, as well as major crop and garden loss, which is guaranteed to have a long-term effect on folks in that area.
Hurricane Matthew remains a powerful storm with top sustained winds of 210 kilometers per hour as it churns off the U.S. coast. A grim prediction for the embattled Syrian city of Aleppo.
In maximum 2 months, 2.5 months, the city of eastern Aleppo at this rate may be totally destroyed.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says there are some 275,000 civilians besieged there. Police in Turkey have arrested a member of the Kurdistan Workers' Party they suspected of carrying out a bomb attack at an Istanbul police station. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack, and authorities said none of those wounded were in serious condition. This is VOA News. UN Security Council formally confirmed that Portugal's Antonio Guterres is the UN's new Secretary General. VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting now from the UN in New York.
In a rare show of unity, the 15 UN Security Council members coalesced around the 67-year-old former prime minister and former head of the UN Refugee Agency, unanimously endorsing him to lead the organization when Ban Ki-moon's term expires at the end of this year. Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin, who heads the council this month, announced the result of the formal vote.
He's a high-level politician. He has been the prime minister of his country, and he is a person who talks to everybody, listens to everybody, speaks his mind, very outgoing, I think, open person. So I think it was a great choice.
Next week, the UN General Assembly is expected to give his appointment the final approval. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons is forcing both its allies and adversaries to rethink their strategies for maintaining regional peace and security. North Korean state media has denounced President Obama's policy of strategic patience as ineffective. Policy includes imposing isolation and increased economic sanctions to pressure President Kim Jong-un's government to halt its nuclear program and agree to renew lapsed denuclearization talks. Six U.S. soldiers and two other men have been indicted on charges of stealing and selling sensitive military equipment to foreign buyers, including those in China, Russia, and Ukraine. Stolen equipment includes sniper telescopes, machine gun parts, body armor, and grenade launcher sights. Heads of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank say the benefits of trade must be shared more widely, or a rising tide of protectionism will hurt the global economy. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says trade brought tremendous benefits that have lifted millions of people out of poverty, but she said the declining level of growth in recent years has limited those benefits.
Overall, and this is a point I made in Chicago a few days ago, we see growth as too low for too long and benefiting too few.
Lagarde told journalists in Washington too many people feel that they've been left behind. British pound plummeted briefly to a fresh 13 or 31-year low today. That happened in Asia trading, down nearly 6%. The pound has lost about 17% since hitting a 2016 high on June 23rd, the day of the referendum in which British voters opted to leave the European Union. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.